In this bulletin, the Northern Territory is on high alert after more COVID-19 cases are detected. Debates over government pandemic powers are ongoing in both New South Wales and Victoria. And in sport, another draw for the Socceroos put their World Cup campaign at risk. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Northern Territory health authorities are waiting for the results of 20 priority tests from the small community of Robinson River, where one of Monday's two new cases tested positive, triggering a snap lockdown. The Northern Territory recorded 9 new COVID-19 cases, including the sister of Federal Senator Malandiri McCarthy. Northern Territory Senator McCarthy told the ABC she's worried some people are feeling shame about the diagnosis and therefore not telling contact tracers the whole truth. She's also blamed a lack of accessible communication in Indigenous communities, saying vaccination misinformation has been spread from overseas and from within the coalition government. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he won't be playing political games regarding the state government's proposed pandemic laws. Debate on the Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Bill began in the Upper House on Tuesday afternoon and went well into the night. Mr. Andrews says the protesters who spent another night occupying the Victorian Parliament steps don't represent the vast majority of Victorians.
People who have railed against because they thought it was in their political interests, bureaucrats making these decisions, calling, demanding that politicians make these decisions, and when a bill's put into the Parliament to achieve exactly that, precisely that, the opposition are somehow concerned it should go back to bureaucrats. Like, it is the definition of a political game. And those who are out the front being violent about it, well, I'll leave you and the 90% of Victorians who've done the right thing, they can make their own judgments about some of those scenes.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet will be revising the state's proposed bill over the summer that seeks to expand COVID-19 emergency powers until 2023. The bill was proposed by Health Minister Brad Hazzard to extend the powers of the Health Minister to declare orders such as mask mandates, impose curfews and lockdowns, and increase fines for transgressions. Mr. Perrottet paused the bill after a party room division on Monday night.
There will no doubt be provisions that need to be extended, but it's working through what's necessary, what's not. I, like anyone, wants to make sure that we have government out of the way. But at the same time, we've got to keep the protection, the health care of people right across our state, and I'll work through that with the Health Minister.
The provisions are currently set to expire next March. Overseas now, Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack in the heart of Uganda's capital, Kampala, after 3 suicide bombers killed 3 people and forced the evacuation of Parliament. 2 separate bombings, one near Parliament and the other near the city's police headquarters, have seen scores of people injured and several cars set on fire. The death toll, including the 3 bombers, was 6. Heavy rain and flooding in a southern province in Egypt have left 3 people dead. Local authorities say over 500 people were hospitalised as a result of scorpion stings after they were pushed into homes following heavy rainfall. All were discharged and there were no related deaths. Photos and video footage circulated on social media showed flooded streets and damaged houses, vehicles and agricultural farms. In football, Australia has had another stumble on the road to the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, held to a draw by China in their qualifier. The Socceroos were on track to pick up a vital 3 points thanks to Mitch Duke's first half-headed finish, but a VAR-awarded penalty with 20 minutes allowed China to catch up. The result means Australia have now failed to win in their past 3 qualifiers and are in real danger of dropping out of the automatic qualifying spots in Group B if Japan can beat Oman. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 26. Melbourne, much the same and 20. Hobart, cloudy 18. Canberra, partly cloudy 19. Wollongong, similar conditions 19. Sydney, cloudy 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 22. Brisbane, a possible shower, 26. Cairns, a shower, 233. And Darwin, sunny, 37. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.